Okay. So welcome everybody to the Development and Stakeholder Committee meeting. Today is Thursday, March 10th. Ms. Covarrubias, would you like to call this meeting to order?
Yes, thank you, Talia. It's 5:33 and I'm calling the meeting to order, please.
Perfect. Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Now we'll move on to the next item, which is 1B, record attendance and guests. So I'll go ahead and take roll. Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Okay, both committee members are present. So we'll move on to the next item, which is 1C, the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I'll make the motion to approve it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Thank you, Dr. Yapanel. I'll go ahead and take votes. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Okay, the agenda has been approved as presented. Now we'll move on to 1D, public comments. As a reminder, if you have a public comment, you'll be given 3 minutes. And if you need translation, you'll be given 6 minutes. Feel free to state your name and I'll open the floor to anybody who would like to give a public comment. Okay, since there are no public comments, we'll move on to the next item, which is 1E, announcements from CEO and superintendent and committee members. Alfredo?
Thank you, Talia. Good evening, Dr. Yapanel, Sandra. Hopefully all of you are well. I don't have any updates. I will update the board on some events at the regular board meeting. Thank you. Talia, back to you.
Thank you. Committee members, any announcements that you'd like to make? Okay, since there are no announcements, we'll go ahead and move on to the next item, which is 1F, the approval of the minutes from the Development and Stakeholder Committee meeting for February 8th, 2022. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I'll make the move.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanel. I'll go ahead and take votes. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Okay, the minutes from the Development and Stakeholder Committee meeting February 8th, 2022 have been approved as presented. Now we'll move on to the second section, our recommended action items, with 2A, the approval to revise committee name to Educational Partners and Development Committee, which will be presented by Dr. Lopez.
Good evening, committee members. I would like to bring the following item, and it is to revise the name of the committee from Stakeholder Development and Stakeholder Committee to Educational Partners and Development Committee. This is a change that must be made on the current terms that are being used across the educational world. And most importantly, it was a term stakeholder. It was brought to the attention of California Department of Education and other groups that are Native American colleagues that is no longer appropriate to use because it's deeply rooted in colonial practices. And for that reason, we stating that across our language, but it was something that was brought about also through the leadership in the California Department of Education. So we are bringing it here to your attention because our committee is specifically has that word. And so we're just replacing it with educational partners. And it is something that we've already started communicating with our educational partners to include our families, our students, and our staff, so they know that change has taken place.
Thank you, Dr. Lopez. Committee members, are there any questions or comments for this item? actually, if there's any public comments for this item, you can go ahead and state your comment. You will be given 3 minutes for this item. If you'd like to state your name, you're more than welcome to. And if you need translation, you'll be given 6 minutes to make your public comment. So I'll open it to the public. Okay, if there's no public comment, then I'll open up to the committee members. Committee members, do you have any questions or comments for this specific item? Okay, if there are no questions or comments for this item, do I have a motion to recommend approval to the Magnolia Board of Directors to revise the title of the Development and Stakeholder Committee to Educational Partners and Development Committee?
Yes, I'd like to make the motion.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanel. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. I'll go ahead and take votes. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Okay, the motion to recommend approval to the Magnolia Board of Directors to revise the title of the Development and Stakeholder Committee to Educational Partners and Development Committee has been approved. Now we'll move on to the next item, which is Section 3, Information and Discussion Items. And we only have one item, 3A, the Quarter 3 Fundraising Report, which will also be presented by Dr. Lopez.
Thank you. Good evening, committee members. Again, tonight I present to you one of our last parting gifts that Mr. Soto left. On our agenda, and it was with all of
Brenda, sorry, you cut off. Can you go like 15 seconds back?
Okay, so if I'm still cutting off.
Slightly.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Connection. I think it's my connection because you are all frozen on my end.
Am I just being me? Is everybody also getting this or is it just me?
No, she's freezing a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, I turned off my camera. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so I turned off my camera. Maybe that'll help with the bandwidth. So I just wanted to point out, so this information that I presented to the board tonight is just an update regarding fundraising for quarter three. And the items that are being shared tonight are just updates from the previous quarter. And this was put together by Ismael Soto, our outgoing senior director of development and communications. And so as you see, for the year to date total giving overall, we are in a positive number, but the breakdown is really important because although we do have funds coming into the organization from different opportunities, there are different areas that they're coming in. Sorry, can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And I just wanted to share with the board.
You're breaking.
The different areas in which we have received funding. So the big from
Dr. Lopez, we lost you for like 10 seconds.
Okay. Hold, let me rejoin.
Okay.
Sorry, let me get my phone and rejoin. Sorry.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Give me a second. Okay, can you hear me now without an echo?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So going back to, I don't know what part you heard. So overview, breakdown of where we are getting funding from these different areas and all the work that's been put into the development work across Magnolia. You're going to see the breakdown related to, you know, institutions, government support and grants, and individuals. The biggest amount so far that we've received is from corporations, and that has to do with the connectivity work that was brought about thanks to the leadership of Razul, our IT manager across our org. And that work supports the technology, Chromebooks and laptop computers. It is not directly a solo project that was led by the department, the development department at all. That is definitely regarding touch points. If you scroll down, Thalia, if you scroll down on the report, the breakdown regarding the development work is actually visible there. And what was created was a key to highlight the level of support that was provided by the department in each of these areas. So if you keep scrolling down, Thalia, you're gonna see the key where it says, when something is green, fundraising efforts led by the MPS Outreach and Communications Department. There, that was more directly led, whether it was direct writing of the work, project management. You're going to see orange, direct involvement or collaboration with another MPS department. So you're going to see a lot of the orange there and that work across those funding pieces. And then yellow is provided support services for fundraising effort. This might just be either editing or providing data. And then the light blue is no involvement. So with that, it's just important to see that as a department, there's just different times that we will provide support, but most importantly to know that it is a collective effort and is not just one person contributing to this overall work. Most importantly to highlight that this is not the most up-to-date report, because since this report was submitted to now, we've actually gotten some great news where we were funded on another project through Holly Mitchell's office. And MSA 6 would be receiving that and would be receiving the amount of $8,000 with that project. And so that will be coming in soon. We just recently applied for the Arts Advancement Grant for this upcoming school year, and that was submitted yesterday. So this is just ongoing work that we have when it comes to development work. And two areas that were pointed out on this report are just ongoing recommendations when it comes to the development work and what we'd like to see highlighted. Most importantly, understanding the give or get and knowing that our board members definitely play a significant role in modeling the mindset of giving. And thank you to the board members who have either given directly or have connected us to other services. And so one of the goals is to achieve that 100% giving among board members. And this was part of the strategic plan that was mentioned towards the beginning of this school year. And the goal is to have that give or get contribution of $500 by June 30th, 2021 by all board members. And again, either giving directly or getting services for our schools, which I know both Sandra and Ms. Covarrubias and Dr. Yapanal have both definitely contributed and supported to this work. Also to mobilize board members to tap into their philanthropic networks moving forward. And this is something that, again, is just a collective effort. And we look forward to seeing as we continue to expand our board and look for new members in the advisory council. This is an opportunity that we can leverage to see how this part of the strategic plan can definitely be a focus. And then, yeah, you can just keep scrolling. For the last section, the analysis, the importance of why to invest in the development work and making it a focus. This is just a chart that highlights the work that other big CMOs are doing as well when they're looking at their revenue when it comes to fundraising and grants. And so obviously they have much larger teams that can focus on this work, but we're not to be, you know, overlooked when it comes to all the great work that we've done and, you know, how close we can get to that with the work that we've been pushing. That is it. And I'm sorry that I was cutting out so much in the beginning. Let me know if you, board members, if you have any questions regarding this report.
Thank you, Dr. Lopez. Before we open it to committee members, I'll open up for public comment for this specific item. As a reminder, you'll be given 3 minutes for any questions or comments on this particular item. If you need translation, you'll be given 6 minutes. So I'll open the floor. Okay, since there are no public comments, we'll go ahead with committee members if you have any questions or comments for this item. As a reminder, this is only an informational item and it's open for discussion. Committee members, do you have any questions or comments?
Yeah, not really related, but now Ismail has left. Who is taking on his responsibilities and will lead this work?
I am taking on his responsibilities in the interim. So all the responsibilities fall on me, but we have opened the position and we are looking to fill the position. Within the next 2 weeks, we'll be interviewing and then looking to fill the position. And we are looking for someone who is highly qualified and skilled when it comes to grant managing, grant writing, as well as building partnerships, because you really need to make sure you have someone who builds those connections with our partners. Is most importantly those that have philanthropic pool that can understand, you know, what we do here at Magnolia for all our educational partners and really build that trust and connection. So I'm doing it.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments from committee members? Okay, if there are no more comments or questions for this specific item, the last thing is to go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Ms. Covarrubias, would you like to adjourn the meeting?
Yes, I just want to say thanks to everybody in this committee for all their hard work. I know it takes a lot of work to be out there also. So aside from everything else you guys do at home office. So thank you for all your work. And I'd like to adjourn the meeting at 5:51, please.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, and thank you everybody for joining. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Have a great day.
See you in a bit.
Thank you.